Valdosta police officials announced the arrest of a person suspected to have been involved in the sale of rented machinery that had previously been reported stolen. Two other suspects are still sought in connection with the case. There are also reported incidents in other parts of Georgia and in Florida. The arrested man is identified as 46-year-old Bobby Richardson, still sought are 39-year-old Therese Ellis and 37-year-old Desmond Andrews. The forklift, trench digger, and generator have been valued at $40,000. This story from WALB News, a five-hour standoff involving a SWAT team in Decatur County, a suspect identified as 36-year-old Corey Thomas, a female and 11 children who were held hostage in a motel room, ended when Corey Thomas stabbed himself in the neck. He was last listed in critical condition. According to the coroner in Russell County, two people are dead and another has been injured in Fort Mitchell, Alabama. Police have arrested 19-year-old Trayvon Harmon, and according to the report from News 9 in that area, Harmon has confessed to the shootings. The victims are identified as 76-year-old Leroy Harmon and 26-year-old Bianca Harmon, the suspect's grandfather and sister. The third injured party, Devontae Howard, is now listed in critical condition. Trayvon Harmon is no stranger to law enforcement and has been a suspect in a previous murder investigation. Harmon and Howard had argued prior to that shooting incident.